This is CJSF 90.1 FM Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can have from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktr.ee/cjsfradio. And learn more by visiting our website at cjsf.ca. Got a request, text, or call at 778-782-CJSF. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to my show. I'm Sasha, and I'm excited to keep on playing some good music, some bands that I've been really enjoying lately, some bands that I just discovered. I'm so excited to show you. That includes the Canadian Bastards Afternoon Bike Ride, a bit of punk, Dentata. I'll be playing Self Care again from their latest album, Doggy, a local band, and Golden Apples. I also really loved. There's a band coming up called Golem. But first set will be, because I've been listening to a bit of country and a bit of folk recently, I kind of go through phases of listening to Mumford & Sons. but from that, I got to hear Daniel James McFadden with his latest album, Back to the Country, who's great. I'll be playing a bit of Whitney Kaye as well from their album Bubble, and a band called Geckos, which I want to talk a bit about because I really enjoyed it. The album is called Geckos as well, and it is made from the collective spirit of acclaimed songwriter M. Ward, giant sand visionary Howe Gelb, and Irish multi-instrumentalist Mikowski. And they, through this project, blend the rich flavors of the Southwest with indie folk, Spanish influences, and a touch of Irish mysticism. That's coming up soon. But first up will be for our very first song today. It's from a duo from Edmonton, Alberta, called Loud in the Pines, with their newest album, Every Color Left. I'll be playing you guys the track Selkie. Yeah, also I just want to touch on, once again, Fun Drive. Last week I said a big thank you in general, but I also want to call out some of my friends, my Aunt Anita, my Aunt Margie, my mom, my wonderful friend and fellow programmer here at CJSF, Leslie, my grandparents, my uncle. It was a family event. And everyone else who tuned in, everyone who's listening, thank you so much for staying tuned in. I just want to say, I went and saw the band Nirvana this weekend, and they were amazing. The opening band was also amazing, and it was a part of the same people who also did Nirvana. And it was at Wise Hall, and for some reason it felt like I was back on Salt Spring Island. Just the energy of the place was such a good vibe. People were just enjoying the music, watching, singing, shouting along, and it was so much fun, and they're a great band, and they only play once a year. So next year, go check them out. But for now, enjoy Loud in the Pines with the track Selkie.
I can't Hace calor en el estadio, la bestia está durmiendo, la bestia estaba durmiéndolo. Hace calor de mierda afuera, oh, 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 hey. Nació en Santiago de Compostela, ella nunca vio el mar. Ella nunca vio de Compostela, ella nunca vio César. Oh, 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 ella. Oh, oh, oh. Pero lo hice. Lo hice.
perro, lo hice, lo hice, lo hice.
Across the tile, well, I see you, righteous brother in the muck, running the lonely mile. Now and then you come calling me, peeling the skin of the night. Well, I spent some time in the tower too, buddy, and I'm made out all right. Heaven is waiting. Heaven is waiting. But Jesus Christ, I'm bored. Heaven is waiting. Everything.
depression all night on the bathroom floor. Desperation, medication, wage my own invisible world war. Free my mind, I've been dreaming of the nights down in Rio. And oh, I wanna kiss you, and I think I might. Oh, maybe you can meet me in the middle. In Ipanema, there's a girl that goes walking. When you see her, your whole body will rest. You ask her name and try to beg for attention. She always leaves you longing, even gasping for breath. Come on, baby, it's no fun to be perfect. It comes and goes, but it fizzles out slow. And everybody's in the sea of misfortune. Everybody's dreaming of a place they would go. And I've been running, trying to free my mind. I've been dreaming of the nights down in Rio. And oh, I wanna kiss you, and I think I might. Oh, maybe you can meet me in the middle. Love it when you sing it, you can sing it anyway. I love it when you sing it, you can sing it any day. I love it when you sing it, you can sing it anyway. Any day. Trying to free my mind, I've been dreaming of the nights down in Rio. And oh, I wanna kiss you, and I think I might. Oh, maybe you can meet me in the middle. Cause I've been running, trying to free my mind, I've been dreaming of the nights down in Rio. And oh, I wanna kiss you, and I think I might. Oh, maybe you can meet me in the middle.
That was the track Rio by Daniel James McFadyen from his latest album, Back to the Country. And that was our first little set for today. Now we're going to go into some alternative. But I just want to backtrack a bit with going back to the song before Daniel James was McCain Davis. It is a track that I discovered on my own a while ago, actually. But I'm so happy I got to play it today because I love it a lot. It's called Roaring Twenties from his album Years of Light. And I thought it was about growing up and living through your 20s because it's talking about milestones. And I was like, oh, this is a great song. Like, I'm going to come back to this when I'm like, when I turn 30. And I just found out that it's actually about his curiosity about the 1920s and 30s in American history, which is really fun. I'm going to have to listen to the lyrics a bit more closely, but I like that it has two interpretations. It's fun. And coming up next will be a singer from Long Beach, California, Emily Yacina, from their latest album, Veilfall. I'll play you the track Signal. It's this beautiful, ethereally folky, so we're going to slow down a bit. And after that will be a band from Montreal called Afternoon Bike Ride, their latest album, Running with Scissors. And the artist has a really interesting bio behind it, and they share some really personal reasons behind it. And overall, the album blurs explorations of life's most tender and tumultuous moments, and across the whole tracks, there's raw emotional acoustic elements are fused with subtle electronic layers and indie rock grunge. And from a personal perspective, Leah, one of the band members, during the creation of this album, was caring for her father living with dementia, and he was actually there with them throughout almost the entire process of creating this album, and that he would come to almost all their practices and helping them during a writing retreat, and that the album doesn't just explore grief in the abstract, it documents the daily ache of watching a loved one dissolve while still grasping for the fleeting moments of recognition, which is really poignant and heartbreaking. But the music is really beautiful, and I haven't got to listen to the whole album yet, but I'm really excited to. I'm looking forward to, now that I know a bit more about it. But I hope you look forward to that. It's coming up next, along with other bands too, so stay tuned for Emily Yacina right after this.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will always speak out against bigotry and hatred when I see it.
I will put my passion into action. I will stand against racist words and action and speak out against hate when I see it. Hate has no place in Canada.
I will continue to honor, express, and promote my Indigenous culture.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Maybe it's something you're going through. I tie my laces and walk over the line. I wobble my whole way across to you. I'm only certain I won't make it out
to know that